Lord, you gather us here today in a new year, and the newness you promise is a hint and a nod to the resurrection that comes soon in our calendar at Easter. But it's also a reminder that you are not new, that you are constant and consistent. That you remind us that our lives and the substance of our lives fluctuates, which is good, and our growth and change is necessary and good. But you are the consistent, warm home at the end of the road, the relentless defender. As we gather here and shift our moods to an attitude of newness for what might come this year, remind us of our foundation in you, which just exceeds utterly the shuffling of our days and hours. We are yours and you are ours. Be with us now today as we worship you. Amen. But let's start with our first reading this morning, which comes from the book of Acts, which we'll be reading from our Brown Pew Bibles. This is on page 96 in the latter section of the Bible. I'll be reading Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. You're welcome to follow along or just listen as you prefer. This is Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now for our gospel reading. I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke. So that's on page 46 in the New Testament section of your Bibles. I'll be reading from chapter 3, sort of a selection of verses here, 15 through 17, and then 21 through 22. And then we'll take some time to reflect briefly before I come back. This is Luke chapter 3. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came down from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.